NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
An interesting development in Vietnam presently is the upsurge in communist defections. Jack Russell, NBC News, stationed in Saigon, gives us a detailed account of this problem, which seems to be plaguing the Viet Cong.
There is no indication that the Viet Cong movement in South Vietnam is cracking yet under increasing U.S. military pressure. But there are definite signs that more and more guerrillas are growing sick of the war, are growing less confident of victory. This is how American officials in Saigon interpret the sudden upsurge in communist defections. In the first 3 months of the year, twice as many Viet Cong have come over to the Saigon government side as did in the first quarter of 1966. American officials now confidently predict that 45,000 Viet Cong will desert by the end of the year, double the number last year. These officials say all this will be accomplished with a ridiculously small budget of $12 million. But they also admit that the Chui Hoi, or open arms program, is winning over few hardcore communists and Viet Cong officers. Most of the deserters are farm boys turned guerrilla and human pack animals who carry communist supplies. For this reason, no claims are being made that the National Liberation Front is in serious decline. American officials say only that the communists are having a serious morale problem. Communist deserters most often complain that they could not stand being constantly hounded by American bombers and artillery. They say the long night marches through the jungles left them exhausted. And many say they walked out on the Viet Cong because the promise to drive the Americans into the sea was not kept. American officials believe even more Viet Cong would quit if the Saigon government showed a little more enthusiasm toward the program and more willingness to find jobs, particularly for top echelon communists. The military junta now appears more willing to do this. It is understood that the Saigon government will issue a long-delayed appeal for national reconciliation late next month when the new constitution goes into force. The Viet Cong will be asked to abandon communism and participate in building a democratic South Vietnam. Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
News features as well as late-breaking news, yours each weekend on Monitor. From our What's Fairly New department, a nice ballad from a nice lady named Grace Marquet. The song is titled, And We Were Lovers.
I saw you smiling as if I could forget, and we were lovers the moment that we met, and we would wander, content to wander through the golden summer with nothing to regret, and we were happy that moment in our lives, and through my sadness that happiness survives, and I'll remember
Have you heard that the world of mod fashion has now invaded even baseball? It's true. We'll hear an interesting report on that subject less than 2 minutes from now. We've got a lot of other stuff right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Don't move just yet.
Just leave your gun out, here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now, here's Monitor.
Now, Monitor Sports. It's a mod world, all right. Even in baseball, where the Kansas City Athletics are adding dash and color to the state-old baseball uniform. A report from A's owner Charles Finley and Monitor's Johnny Earp in Chicago.
Charlie, I know your Kansas City A's will figure to be the best-dressed ball club. Well, what's this shoe bit then? We got some albino kangaroo there, haven't we, Fuzzy?
Yes, John, that's right. This is a shoe that we're going to wear. It's albino kangaroo. The shoe will have a Kelly Green shoestring, and there will be a snug tie, also Kelly Green, around the sides. We think that this will add a lot of spark and a lot of color to baseball.
How are you going to keep these things clean? Will that clean easily?
Well, it'll clean easily, but it'll require considerable attention. We've got a clubhouse boy that will be taking care of the kangaroo shoes all by himself.
They're actually lighter than this older traditional shoe, aren't they?
Just a little lighter, John. As a matter of fact, this shoe will be a little more comfortable. We wore these shoes. We had three of our players out in Arizona at the Instructional League during the winter experimenting with these shoes, and they fell in love with them immediately.
Besides this fancy shoe wear, you were the first, I think, in the league to start with that green and gold baseball uniform?
Well, as far as green and gold is concerned, that's quite right, John. We do have colorful uniforms. We have three sets. One is Kelly Green and Gold, and another is Wedding Gown White, and the other one is Mystic Green and Gold. And we think that baseball should be as colorful as possible.
You know, you are wanting a lot of color into the game in a way of in suits, shoes, and such as that. What about players themselves? It seems to me like the color's died out from the characters that have gone from the game.
Well, that's quite a bit of truth to that, John. But in the American League, we think that we're coming out with some of the old-time colorful players. We have quite a few in the league now. And I think baseball, in the very near future, will have some of the most colorful players they ever had.
All right, forgetting color for the moment, what about those Kansas City A's for the coming season? How do you figure them to go?
Well, John, in 61, when I bought the team, we had to start off from scratch. And we had nothing but kids. And they've had 5 years experience, 6 years experience. And last year, you know, we finished seventh. And I think if everything goes right, we have a little luck, and the players play up to their expectations, we should finish at least in the first division next year.
Thank you.
Kangaroo shoes might help a little bit.
Well, I hope they do. Certainly thanks to you, Charlie Finney, owner of the Kansas City A's. Good luck to you, Charlie.
Thank you, John.
Now, this is Johnny from Chicago for Monitor Sports.
Throughout the weekend, the most interesting and complete coverage of sports on Monitor.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
It's now 21 minutes after the hour, and here are the Pozzo Secco, or Pozzo Secco, title I Believed It All.
One and one make two. Candles on a birthday cake. Blow them out and your wish comes true. Does he love me? Does he not? Tell me, Daisy, do. Oh, to be a charm again. Oaks from acorns grew. One and one made two. I believe it all. Didn't you?
every story ended with happily ever after. I remember feeling that I'd be safe if I didn't step on a crack. The days when the sun was up ahead and the wind was at my back.
Does he love me? Does he know? Tell me, Daisy, do you? Oh, to be a child again. Oaks and acorns grew, one and one grew two. I believed it all, didn't you?
When one said maestro, one meant Arturo Toscanini, who died 10 years ago. This weekend, a century after his birth, Monitor recalls some of the memorable and dramatic moments in the career of this man, whom many called genius. Some of his rehearsals were unusual, as pointed out here by NBC's Ben Grauer.
As part of our observance of the 100th anniversary of the birth of Arturo Toscanini in Parma, Italy, March 25th, 1867... Monitor's microphones have been moved to the Toscanini archives in Riverdale, New York. And through the kind permission of Maestro's son, Walter, we've been preparing brief sound portraits of the maestro at work. And since one of the most popular legends of his life has to do with his use of his somewhat less than musical voice during rehearsals and concerts, we thought we'd select a few examples to show you how he did indeed use his voice, along with his baton, to show the members of his orchestra just what he wanted. Let's listen first to this brief excerpt from a rehearsal for the tragic overture of Brahms.
Terribile, tragica, tragica, arro, tan, 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 tan. O trombone terzo e basso, la, 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 i la, 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 trombe e trombe, la, la, la.
Notice now, as the orchestra plays that very same section, how effectively Maestro has gotten his point across. Next, we'll hear Maestro working on a portion of Der Freischütz overture. Notice also here how quickly the orchestra responds to his vocal demonstration.
Nervoso, nervoso, signor, nervoso.
Via, via. In the section we're about to hear now, Maestro Toscanini is showing harpist Edward Vito exactly how he wants a certain passage played. And after the vocal demonstration, you'll notice the almost mirrored echo of the harp. Maestro said, canta, canta, sing, sing. Not notes, but musica, music.
Canta, canta, musica, non note, musica.
And so, with every resource at his command, including the raven-like croaking of his voice, he sought and found perfection in music. For Toscanini, as the years have so graphically demonstrated, nothing less than perfection would have been enough. This is Ben Grauer for Monitor.
Later today, we'll hear another sound portrait of the great Toscanini during rehearsal, part of Monitor's week-long observance of the 100th anniversary of his birth.
Thank you.
The Bob Crew generation playing a man and a woman. Nice combination. Here's another one. You and Monitor. A familiar voice every weekend on NBC stations across the nation. Just to name one, State College, Pennsylvania, which hears us on WMAJ. All the stations on the party line sign in. Monitor will continue. H. Morgan here.
This is Monitor wishing everyone a very pleasant Easter Sunday from NBC Radio.
It's circus time. See Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth, opens Tuesday, April 4th at Madison Square Garden. Get tickets now.
Hire the hand, D, cat. Okay, now let's get the message out to employers everywhere. Hire the handicapped. They'll stay on the job.
53 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA. WNBC, New York.
5 minutes of uninterrupted Monitor music, beginning with Mike Douglas and What is a Square, and then Mantovani's orchestra with I Wish You Love.
What is a square? A square is another of the good old words that's gone the way of love, modesty, and patriotism. Something to be snickered over or downright laughed at. Well, you know, it used to be that there was no higher compliment that you could pay a man than to call him a square shooter. But today, a square is a guy who volunteers when he doesn't have to. He's a guy who gets his kicks from trying to do a job better than anyone else. He's a poor sucker who gets so lost in his work that he has to be reminded to go home. This nut we call the square gets all choked up when he hears the sound of his daughter's laughter, or holds out his arms to his son's first steps. He even believes in God and says so in public. A square is the guy you see going to church on Sunday while you're on your way to the beach. He's the one who really believes in democratic government, the rights of minorities, and all those other square principles. You know that square John Glenn says he gets a funny feeling down inside when he sees a flag go by? Says he's proud that he belonged to the Boy Scouts and the YMCA? How square can you get? A square is a guy who lives within his means, whether the Joneses do or not. And he tells his son it's more important to play fair than to win. Imagine a guy who thinks Christmas trees should be green and Christmas gifts should be hand-picked. He believes in honoring mother and father, do unto others, and that kind of stuff. So will all you poor fools answering this description please stand up, you misfits in this brave new age, you dismally disorganized, improperly apologetic ghosts of the past, stand up and be counted. You squares who dignify the human race. You squares who hold this thankless world in place.
Thank you.
Monitor 67, have a nice holiday. Drive carefully. Upcoming, comedian Bob Newhart on stage. Then a bit later, Chet Huntley with this week's developments in business and industry. Immediately, Claudine Lange, Mrs. Andy Williams.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be.
Nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Next, Monitor on stage. Star performances recorded live at leading entertainment spots across the country. In the spotlight right now, Bob Newhart and his famous monologue about the office retirement party.
Well, thank you very much, Bruce. Yeah, I've been sitting here listening to Mr. Clayton and Mr. Tipton. And, of course, Bruce here. And through all of their speeches, one thought kept sort of recurring in my mind. I think I'm going to throw up. I have never heard such dribble in all my life. I don't suppose that it ever occurred to any of you that I had to get half stoned every morning to make it down to this crummy job. You'd be smiling and easygoing if you were gassed all the time. Put in your 50 years and they give you this crummy watch. I try to make a big deal out of it. It works out to about 28 cents a year. But seriously, if it hadn't been for the 50 bucks a week that I glommed out of petty cash, well, I couldn't have made it on the on the lousy salary they pay us.
Now, a message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Champagne is the in drink with the in crowd. That's champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. With a Load of Mischief by Ralph Carmichael. News coming up on the hour. This is Mr. Morgan.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor.